So Columbus got a pretty big send-off when he left Spain for the New World. But the story of the first person to head to the U.S. from a small town in El Salvador makes you wonder why he celebrated. That first migrant's departure started an exodus from Intupucá, and yet the town built a monument in his honor. Roxandra Guidi went to Intupucá to find out why.
Mayor Enrique Méndez gives his theory as to why people started leaving en masse for the U.S.
Debido al conflicto armado que se dio, ¿verdad? Entonces la gente comenzó a irse.
Immigration started because of the armed conflict here in El Salvador, and the first to go was Sigfredo Chavez.
But it turns out that, like many other stories told in this town, the gossip, the legends, Mayor Méndez's version isn't entirely accurate. Migration from Intupucá started in the late 1960s, at least 15 years before El Salvador descended into civil war. And as the mayor speaks, some of his staff disagrees with him over whether Sigfredo Chavez traveled north alone or not. One person who claims to know the real story is Oscar Romero, Sigfredo Chavez's nephew. I meet him in front of the monument erected in his uncle's honor in Intipucá's main plaza.
Y el monumento es el primer monumento al emigrante a nivel.
It's the first monument to immigrants in the world. So my uncle now is an international symbol.
This might be an exaggeration, but he's definitely a folk hero here in Intipucá. Romero points at the clay statue of his uncle carrying a backpack.
Tiene un cuerpo delgado, atlético.
He's fit and athletic. You see his character traits on his face, confident, driven. He's headed north, in the direction of the airport.
Romero says his uncle left town in 1968 with a tourist visa for the U.S. According to the story, his mother pushed him to go to the States to improve the family's fortunes. He went to Washington, D.C., and a few months later, stories started trickling back, that it was easy to make a good living doing dishes and cleaning homes. Within a couple of years, local legend says about 300 people a day were leaving for the States. Again, an exaggeration. Soon, Intipuqueños living in Washington started sending money home. Eventually, remittances paid for a school, a cultural center, a stadium. So the issue of who was the first migrant meant bragging rights.
It's like a prize. It's like saying, I want to win this prize because my family was the first to migrate.
Jacqueline Portillo is the director of the Cultural Center. She says three different families now claim that their ancestor is the first real migrant. Portillo shows me one of Chavez's old passports, his divorce papers, old photos.
The Chavez family kept better documentation than the family of another migrant, Alfredito Arias. So there's just more weight to the story of Chavez being the first migrant.
Alfredito Arias insists he was the first to leave. Sigfredo Chavez died in 2006. But his widow, Elba Salinas, is living in the U.S. And her nephew, Hugo Salinas, says Chavez wouldn't have left for the States if it weren't for her.
Se fue con Elba.
He left with Elba. Elba told me so.
Her nephew is invested in collecting the details of her story and the others as well. He's planning a big event for the 50th anniversary of migration in Intipucá, coming up in 2018.
I wanted to create a positive image of my town because no one was collecting these personal stories, like the one of Mr. Martin Lasso, who would lend you a suit to get on a flight because you had to dress nicely back then, or the story of travel today, pay me later, which would give you a loan so you could pay for your U.S. visa.
Salinas worries these stories will be forgotten. Today, an estimated half of the town's population is currently living in the States. Vendors try to hawk their wares by driving around town, but there are too few takers. The streets are largely empty, except for the kids who run around the statue of Sigfredo Chavez in Migrants Park. For The World, I'm Roxandra Guidi, Intipucá, El Salvador.
Roxandra's story was produced in association with Round Earth Media. You're listening to The World.